Going back to this side, I asked you in the beginning of how sure we are of the numbers that are given here, aside from the testing strategies, of course. Well, as I said, they are all based on PCR, which I said you can have quite a good level of in silico prediction of possible cross-reactions. But in fact, it is almost impossible to actually validate the PCR in this case. Because what would you validate it against? What would be your reference standard when this is the only diagnostic test you have of this new disease? In fact, we can only assume that the PCR we are using to detect the patients with COVID-19 is quite precise, because we don't have reason to think it's not. For example, if you would have people dying from pneumonia and the PCRs are negative, you could start doubting the test, but so far this has not been the case.